From the prophetic, we say it to the earth, the struggle is over. Can you just make it personal in the room? Say, I've been in this place long enough. Speak to yourself. Come on.
I've been in this place long enough.
In my mountainside,
has been.
The struggle is over for me. One person by
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise God. I want to talk to you today about using your time wisely. I'll talk to you about time management. Using your time wisely. Using your time wisely. There are basically two types of time mentioned in the Bible, two primary times. One is the general passage of time, time in general. There's a word for it in the Bible called chronos. Chronos just is a general passage of time. The other is a specific, definite, appointed time called kairos. There's a kairos time. It is a definite, specific, it is an appointed time for things to happen. We are all in this place this morning because of Kairos, not Chronos. Kairos is God's appointed time and place for things to take place in your life. Christ's return to the earth is determined by Kairos. We know Jesus is coming back, right?
Yes, he is.
There is a set time, a specific time. Just like before he came, the Bible says, when the fullness of Kairos was come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those that were under the law. So Jesus didn't just appear at any time. He didn't just go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I think I'll go now. No, there was a set time for him to appear in history. And guess what? You're here today because of Kairos. This is a set time, 8:30, specific time, specific date. You're in Alexandria or wherever you live in surrounding areas, not by Chronos, but because of Kairos. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17 that God determined ahead of time the boundaries of our habitation. He determined the time that you would appear in history. I often wonder why I wasn't born in Moses' day. Wasn't my time. I might have been a knucklehead in Moses' day. I wasn't born in Jesus' day, the time he walked the earth, because I might have been a Pharisee. So I'm grateful that I'm born in this time. And then God set the boundaries. Why don't I live in Africa or Asia or South America or France? Because God before has determined the boundaries of my habitation. Now, if you're in the will of God, you'll be in the place God wants you in. But if you're not in the will of God, you might end up somewhere else. And, you know, that's why things happen to people sometimes. There's two reasons why bad things happen to people. Number one, because they're in the will of God. And number two, because they ain't. But if you're having bad times because you're in the will of God, then you have an approved affliction. Means that God has approved your trouble. And he's taking responsibility for it, and he'll see you through it. But if you're out there on your own, and you're out of the will of God, then I'm going to tell you, you're just on your own. And you're just living by the mercy of God. It's the mercies of God. Jeremiah said, it is of the compassion of the Lord and the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. So if you're out of the will of God, not doing what God called you to do, and you think that you're just getting by doing it your way and ain't nothing happening to you, I'm going to tell you, don't be foolish. Don't be stupid. It's just the mercy of God keeping you. Amen. I don't live somewhere else because God appointed this place to me. He appointed this location, Central Louisiana, for me to live. I prayed. I sought him about it. And he told me when I was 21 years old, I wasn't even looking at coming back to Central Louisiana. Because I had job offers in other places. And I was praying about those places. But I wasn't praying about this place. But through my, just seeking God, God revealed to me one day, he told me, I'm sending you back home, and this is where you're going to work. He told me about the paper mill. And he told me why he was sending me back here. I know why I'm here. You're supposed to know why you're here. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Kairos is an appointed place. It's a specific place, a specific time. And God wants you to realize that you are not here by accident. You're not here by what people call fate. You know, you can believe in all of that, but I'm going to tell you, the only thing less legitimate is what's in the Word. It's the only legitimate truth that there is. You appeared in history at an appointed time and date, appointed by God. Now, I was born, and my mama can tell you what time it was that they announced I'm here. I don't remember that part. 3:45 a.m. I was born on the fourth watch of the night. When spiritual activity is high. Jesus came walking on the water on the fourth watch of the night. Yeah, a lot of things happened then between 3 and 6. Now, God determined that because my mama couldn't say October 12th, 2 o'clock, he coming. Can't nobody set that time, right? You just estimate about. God determines the time you're born. After that, how long you live on this earth to a large degree is not determined by God. Guess who it's determined by? It's determined by you. The date you depart, God knows the date you're leaving, but he don't all the time decide the day you're leaving. You know what decides how long you live? How you live. How you live, the decisions and the choices that you make with the life that you've been given determines how long you live on this earth. People make decisions. We live in a fallen world. Accidents happen. You know, Jesus even talked about a time that I think 18 men died because a tower they was building fell. He said, do you think they were all wicked that died? He said, I say not, they wasn't. Some of them was good people. Things happen. And I'll give you another example. When the children of Israel refused to go into the promised land, they fixed the amount of time that they had on the earth. Because the Lord said that 40 years you're going to stay in this wilderness, and everybody 20 years and older, you're going to be dead within 40 years. You're not going in. So everybody 20 years and older, their time limit was fixed right then. They knew they weren't going to get no older than 40 more years was the limit on how long they had to live. Except two of them. Faith made a difference in the length of their life. Now, I could go on and on, but that ain't my message. The duration of your life is often not decided totally by God, but by the choices or decisions that we make with how we use the time that God has given to us. It's extremely important that we use our time wisely because the scripture says you can use it foolishly. So you have a choice in how you decide to use your time. Time should be used developing and increasing the gifts and talents that God has placed in you. God's put something on the inside of every person. All you got to do is look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God has before ordained. He ordained good works for you to do. He put gifts inside of you. In fact, the scripture says that he went ahead of us and he prearranged things for us. He made things ready for us. So for you, the plan has been set. It's just dependent on how closely you're going to follow it. Or are you going to deviate totally from it? Or are you going to just kind of hit and miss with it? You know, all of that determines the level of blessing that you have in your life, the length of your life, all of that. Because some people have died because they disobeyed. And some people have lived long because they have obeyed. And some people live long just because it's God's mercy. Amen. Time should be used on activities that are related to your destiny and your purpose. Now, if you don't know why you're here, then you're not going to know how to manage your time properly. Everybody ought to be in a pursuit of saying, God, what did you put me on this earth for? Why am I here? And once he give you a clue and a hint and reveal it to you, then you should be spending most of your time developing that gift, pursuing that gift, developing it, working it, moving in that direction. Shouldn't be wasting time. Don't waste time, because wasted time is time spent on things that don't contribute to your future or your destiny that God has for you. Now, we're all familiar with this. I want to share this with you from the standpoint of time. Matthew chapter 25, scripture I want you to look at is 19, but we're going to go back up a little bit. Look at verse number 14. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now, these are things that have been entrusted to you. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he which had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. And he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. He's talking about money management right here. Mm-hmm. What you going to do with the money he put in your hands? Look at verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckon with them. That means he called them into account. After a long time. So to me, faithfulness can't be proved in the short haul. It takes a while to develop or to really see faithfulness in a person's life. That's why you don't get promoted in 1 month. That's right. People have to look at you a while, unless you got some really unusual gifts and talents that have already been proven. And people can see them. The Lord will give you time to develop.